Global money supply hits record 121.9 T, up 17.1 T in 2 years. Global money supply reached a fresh record of $121.9 trillion, climbing $17.1 trillion in roughly 2 years, according to data circulated by Cointelegraph on May 14, 2026. The figure aggregates broad money, M2 or equivalent, across major economies, and is the number Bitcoin proponents have used for years to argue the case for fixed supply assets. Crypto markets did not run on the news. As of May 14, 2026, BTC is changing hands at $79,582, down 1.3% over 24 hours and 1.8% on the week. ETH sits at $2,066, off 0.6% in the same window. The Fear and Greed Index reads 46, squarely in neutral territory. The debasement trade, in other words, is not the dominant theme today, even as the underlying data point gets larger. The two-year math adding $17.1 trillion of broad money in 24 months works out to roughly $712 billion per month of fresh fiat liquidity across the tracked economies. For context, Bitcoin's entire market capitalization is currently $1.59 trillion. The world's central banks and commercial banking systems are, in aggregate, creating more money every 2.5 months than the total dollar value of all Bitcoin in circulation. That arithmetic is the core of the debasement argument. A fixed supply asset issuing roughly 164,000 new coins per year sits inside a fiat system expanding by trillions. Holders who buy into the framing treat each new monthly money supply print as a structural tailwind, regardless of short-term price action. The framing has limits. Money supply expansion does not transmit directly into asset prices. Real rates, credit demand, fiscal flows, and risk appetite all sit between M2 prints and what shows up on a chart. The last 18 months are a useful reminder. Global M2 has expanded sharply, yet Bitcoin is currently trading below its 2025 highs, and L1 tokens broadly are down 49% since 2025, while crypto equities are up 48%, according to VanEck's recent breakdown. Liquidity matters, but it matters with lags and through specific channels. The crypto equity outperformance is itself a data point on how this cycle's beta is showing up. Public companies with crypto exposure, miners, and Coinbase have captured more of the institutional flow than the underlying tokens. If new fiat liquidity does feed into the space, it has been picking its targets carefully. Stablecoins as a transmission channel, one channel that has been working is stablecoin issuance. USDT and USDC supply both expand in dollar terms as new fiat enters the system through retail and corporate on-ramps. And that supply increasingly flows into tokenized treasuries, tokenized money market funds, and on-chain credit markets. If the broader money supply is growing, the stablecoin layer is one of the cleanest places to see that growth reflected without the volatility of spot BTC. For stablecoin spending cards and on-chain payment rails, expanding global M2 is supportive at the margin. More fiat in the system tends to produce more stablecoin float, which produces more transactions, settlement, and yield-generating activity. The connection is indirect, but it is more reliable than the simple M2 up, BTC up chart that circulates on social. Trader positioning today, crypto fund flows have been net positive in recent weeks, with $858 million in inflows reported at a six-week high earlier this month, largely on Clarity Act optimism rather than monetary policy bets. Bitcoin spot ETF positioning has been steadier than headlines suggest. Today's neutral 46 reading on fear and greed is consistent with a market that is digesting macro inputs without taking a strong directional view. The $121.9 trillion number will be quoted often in the coming days. It is genuinely a record, and the two-year delta is genuinely large. The honest reading is that it strengthens the long-term scarcity thesis without saying anything about the next 30 days of price action.